But first, the Prime Minister has today announced a major shake-up of the public service. In a pre-Christmas cull, Scott Morrison says he will slash the number of federal departments, with five public service heads to lose their jobs. Mr Morrison says this is about addressing bureaucratic congestion and improving efficiency. Joining me now from Parliament House is our political reporter Alexandra Beach. Alex, run us through this shake-up. Which departments are being axed?
Eleanor, the total number of departments is being slashed overall from 18 down to 14, and five heads of departments are losing their jobs as part of that. Now, to achieve this, the government's announced four new departments are going to be created by consolidating some of the old agencies. And interestingly, as part of that, environment has been decoupled from energy. They were previously lumped together, but they're now going to be in two separate departments. And it had been controversial when they were first put together in the first place. The shake-up's also going to facilitate the return of Andrew Metcalfe, who was one of the three public service bosses sacked by the Abbott government after the 2013 election. So he'll now be the head of one of the agencies, the Department of Agriculture, Water and the Environment. And all of those changes will come into effect in February. It's not going to affect all the departments. For example, security departments like Home Affairs seem to have been left alone here. But the Prime Minister says this isn't about cutting costs. Rather, he sees it as an attempt to get better practical outcomes, particularly on some key challenges for the government, like addressing the drought, some broader environmental issues, and also delivering sort of better integration on education and skills. But here's a bit of the rationale that Scott Morrison gave today.
The new structures that I'm announcing today will drive greater collaboration. It'll break down silos. It'll ensure that important policy challenges on which different parts of the public service are working on can work more effectively on together. It means better integration in key areas like education and skills and the delivery of regional services.
That's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. And Alex, did he say how many public servants will lose their jobs?
No, he didn't. There was those five department bosses that we know will go, but the Prime Minister says beyond that, it's going to be up to the departments to work out their budgets as it normally would be. However, this is obviously some really big changes for the public sector. So you'd imagine that there's going to be some public servants feeling very worried about this heading into the Christmas break. One group that we know aren't going to have any changes to their jobs, of course, is the Prime Minister's current ministry team. So despite this shake-up, he says he's happy to keep his ministers in their current roles and there won't be any change there.
And has the Labor Party responded to the announcement of these changes?
Well, it's early days in terms of seeing exactly how this will all pan out, but Labor's not impressed. The Shadow Minister for the Environment and Water, Terry Butler, has been tweeting on social media concerns that this will mean cuts to jobs, but also in a press conference, Labor leader Anthony Albanese has criticised the shake-up. Here's a bit of what he's had to say.
This is about centralising power. That's what the Prime Minister is into. And we've seen that writ large on the floor of the House of Representatives. We've seen it with the removal of five departmental secretaries. Have a look at the centralisation that has occurred. This Prime Minister has been making cuts to the public service continually.
That's the Labor leader, Anthony Albanese, and our political reporter, Alexandra Beach, bringing us up to date there on the Prime Minister's announcement of those changes to the public service.